Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay. And good Monday morning, everyone. World Trade officials today say that the current head of the World Trade Organization, Pascal Lamy, is the only candidate to be the next director general, since no one else has emerged to challenge him for the job. Lamy's four-year term as head of the body that referees World Trade expires at the end of August this year. WTO members must now decide whether Lamy's reappointment is automatic or whether the organization should still go through the motions of a formal selection process, which would name a successful candidate by May 31st to take office in September. It is the first time in the WTO's 14-year history that there has been no contested candidacy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now trading at 9,011, is down 25.72. The NASDAQ at 1628 is off 387, and the S&P 500 is at 931, and it is up almost three-quarters of a point.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's take a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 6:23, down 10.5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 6:01, down 10 on the open. May 6:17, down 6.75. July 6:25, down 9.5 on the open. March corn opened at 4:06, down 6.25 on the open. May 4:17.5, down 5.25. July 4:27, down 6. September 4:36, down 7. December 4:50.5, down 5.75. March of 2010, 4:63, down 5 on the open. January beans opened at 9:68, down 2 on the open. March 9:75, down 2. May 9:87, down 1.5. July 9:98, down 2. November of 2009, 9.99, down 4.5. January of 2010, 10.05, down 3.5. March of 2010, 10.10, down 3 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 298.50, down 1.60 on the open. March 299.70, down 70. January soybean oil opened at 34.02. It was up 44 on the open. March at 34.30, it was up 42 on the open. Let's go to our analyst and get what he thinks about the opening call, as well as his thoughts on the balance of the week. He is Kurt Kimmel, and he's with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the market, Kurt, last week on Wednesday and Friday sessions tried mightily to push through some resistance levels that we've been watching for a while. For March corn, that level's right around the 412 area, and then on the beans, that level of resistance is around the 993 area. Couldn't get the job done late last week. We going to get the job done this week in either of those commodities?
Well, that's going to be the main question, or the main benchmark to watch. you look at that chart there, especially in the March corn at 423 3/4, and up front, use your March bean number of 991, 993. That's going to be a significant resistance here for a day. If we can close above that level, that's going to open the doors to move on higher. That's sort of an overall observation and maybe how to handle it here. Last week we made the high first part of the week and consolidated. Big thing will be what the outside markets produce, this commodity fund reallocation. See how that works. There's belief that the funds will rebalance here as they start the new year to fit their portfolio needs. There's some talk that funds could maybe exit maybe 30,000 contracts of corn and 16,000 contracts of beans and turn around and be a buyer of 7, 8, 9,000 contracts of wheat in the grain market here, as the top Dow index commodity fund and this Goldman Sachs index fund get to where they want to be to take advantage of the up and down moves here.
What do you make of the increasing strength of the U.S. dollar today?
Well, that was kind of a surprise, per se. The dollar has turned the trend upwards here. We'll see if it follows through, but that's going to be closely watched. But if you look at the interest rate market, especially the longer-term yields, they virtually said enough's enough, so it indicated that dollars could be bought. A lot of the public's being told that it's a safe haven right now. I don't know if that's necessarily true or not, but if you sort of shadow the interest rate market and the dollar index, there's some correlation there that we've been trading off of and watching fairly closely.
There's been some analysts saying that before we push through the levels that we talked about in corn and beans, we need to have a little bit of a setback, and 925 in the beans and 390 in the corn have been mentioned as areas to set back to. Are you in that mindset?
You can see that. You know, if you want to keep a good bull market going, yeah, you don't want to get extremely oversold and roll over and be done. You like to see minor corrections here. We could be in that phase here because if you look at your cycle counts and the momentum indicators, it just suggests that today's highs would be warranted for, you know, some backing and filling from the technical point of view. But fundamentally, it's going to be important to see corn demand pick up here. We're running 47-48% below last year's pace. I know exports are forecasted to be less than a year ago, but in order to have a good fundamental bull market, you got to have these sales pick up in the face that we're probably going to see ethanol demand decrease dramatically here as we go through the next few reports here in 2009.
If that demand is going to pick up, then from what sector will it pick up in?
Well, we need to see it come up from the export side. That's the next area that's suffered and needs to improve here because we're going to lose it on the other side. When you look at livestock numbers, feed demand, even though it's a miscellaneous category, you know, hog and pig report and poultry egg sets and even the cattle and feed report, you know, suggest that livestock numbers aren't going to be as strong as what previous reports showed in the past.
Could it be that hog producers in particular come back to the table this year on ideas of better prices?
Well, you know, they've, you know, up and down and, you know, went through some high-priced corn and meal and, you know, things have pulled back. You know, when you look at the livestock producer, probably his main optimism is exports. We're seeing Russia come in now and maybe be a fairly large importer of U.S. pork. So, you know, the export news is probably going to be the bright spot on the livestock side until the economy turns around. We're extremely bullish cattle longer term here. Fundamentally, you look at the numbers, and fundamentally, if you turn the economy around and show some optimism, this cattle market could rally 15, 20 bucks just overnight.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. The current tick, March wheat in Kansas City at 622, down 11 and a half. At the Board of Trade, March wheat at 601 down 10. July, 624 and a quarter down 10 and a quarter. March corn, 409 and a half down 2 and 3 quarters, now down 3. July, 430 down 3. February crude oil at 47.50 is up 116. January ethanol at 156 and 5 tenths is down 5 and 5 tenths. The February RBOB is at 114 and 5 tenths, and it is down 30, make it 3 and 5 tenths. January beans at 977 up 7. July 10.04 and a half, up 4 and a half. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.